This is Natalie Hutchison with UN News. On this year's Day of Peace, held on September 20th, young people from around the world have been invited to take part in a ceremony at UN headquarters in New York to talk about the ways that they are contributing to peacebuilding. The events took place the day before the UN Youth Summit, where young leaders will showcase climate solutions and engage with global leaders on the defining issues of our time. On Friday, Connor Lennon from UN News went to meet with two of the youth delegates, who have found very different ways to raise awareness of peace and climate change.
My name is Kasia Sequoias-Lavner, and I'm here representing the Global Sunrise Project, which is a media hub for social good. We create media that focuses on sharing solutions that are being achieved for all of the Sustainable Development Goals, but this week we are focusing on climate action and peace.
My name is Keksha Basu. I'm a UN Human Rights Champion and the founder president of social innovation enterprise Green Hope Foundation. I was the youth moderator today for the International Day of Peace Student Observance, and my organization works to localize the SDGs and make sure that children are empowered in the sustainable development process.
Now, we're speaking today on a potentially significant day when young people all around the world are striking or marching for climate action. Could you explain to me, for you, what the links are between peace and climate action?
Climate change is obviously creating a number of refugees because of destruction of people's homes. There's flooding, there's fires that are forcing people to be displaced. But also, the budget that is being spent on the global defense is quite high. And if you look at the way that money is being spent, we are not really funding the defense of our planet. And so it's important to understand that we have to prioritize what these issues that are going to affect the future will be and how we are looking at that.
Climate change is a threat to the planet, and therefore it's a threat to global peace and security. Disasters are actually causing more suffering and migration and devastation than actual wars and conflicts. And it's time to realize that humanity is actually facing the fury of nature, and that is creating like new terms like climate refuge, which weren't there before. And that's really sad, because we are actually destroying the people of our planet. And I think it's really time that policymakers realized that, but at the same time we realized that people on the ground are being affected by these climate change induced disasters, and it's time to realize that it's not just one problem, it's many problems that need to come together to create that, and the solutions to those problems will create a sustainable world.
Have either of you been involved at all in the climate strike?
I'm involved locally with an organization called Regeneration Youth that focuses on regenerative agricultural practices and engaging youth in a conversation about climate justice and their food systems. But today I will be attending the strike.
Now, looking around the world, there has been a lot of optimism, I think, and people have been overwhelmed by the images coming out around the world. What's your feeling? Do you think that this can make a difference? Are you optimistic about the future?
I'm very optimistic about the future. My organization is called Green Hope Foundation, so I always have hope for the future, because if we don't have hope, then there's nothing to work towards. So I think maintaining a positive outlook will definitely help us to move forward. And I have seen in my 11 years of working in the sustainable development field that there has been a lot of progress. Of course, we need to act a lot faster, but there has been progress, and I think it's time that we recognize that. And once we do, we can definitely move forward to create. And that will help us to create a more sustainable world.
My organization is all about creating media that showcases positive solutions. So I believe that showing those will inspire more people to take action rather than the overwhelming narrative of the mainstream media that is quite often stereotypical and can immobilize people from feeling that they can do anything because the issues are just too big to handle. And so seeing all these grassroots activists making big waves of change is so important for our young people to see.
I think that if a child in a Syrian refugee camp has the urge to look to a brighter future and want to make her camp clean and green, or a Rohingya refugee child wishing for a better future for other children in the world, I think looking at those children really gives you hope that if they can do it in those kinds of conditions, I'm sure that every single person in the world can just step out of their comfort zones and make a difference.
What do you think realistically can happen next week?
Well, hopefully the activism of young people that is kind of hard to ignore. Our voices have become so loud, and there's so many of us mobilized around the world. Hopefully that can inform the policies that will shape our future. And that's what I can hope for.
It is my hope that the young people can influence the policy making and that nations would go back and try to implement the urgency that is climate action into their national policies. I think it's time that the world listens to young people because we are the leaders of today and tomorrow, and we are very hard to ignore, so listen to us.
And we will just keep showing up until you do.